Now, breaking news out of the United States, where, and this is no hyperbole, people, Donald Trump could wind up being arrested. Yes, arrested as soon as Tuesday this week in what looks to be a political redo of the raid on his Mar-a-Lago compound, designed to damage or destroy his chances at the presidency in 2024. At issue is alleged hush money payments he made to Stormy Daniels years ago. I know, real Watergate stuff here, which a New York prosecutor has determined to use to get Trump. A, quote, highly political district attorney, unquote, in New York with, quote, no crime being able to be proven and based on an old and fully debunked numerous other prosecutors' fairy tale, unquote, said Donald Trump, was planning to arrest him on Tuesday of this week. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is calling it, quote, an outrageous abuse of power by a radical DA who lets violent criminals walk as he pursues political vengeance against President Trump, unquote. That's Kevin McCarthy. And you know what? He has a point. This district attorney in Manhattan, Alvin Bragg, when he ran for office to become DA of Manhattan, getting Trump was one of his main campaign themes, while also making the criminal justice system more equitable. And we all know what that is code for when it comes to violent criminals. And to make it all the more political, here are there are reportedly meetings being held with police, Secret Service, and other law enforcement agencies, including counterterrorism squads, suggesting that this district attorney Bragg wants to go the full perp walk route, with a handcuffed Donald Trump being dragged into his courthouse, presumably to be mugshots taken and have his fingerprints taken. And you know what? This all reeks of politics and may very well, I think, strengthen Donald Trump's case with voters that he is the victim, number one, of the political swamp. Quite a lot of chutzpah here from the Manhattan DA. And you know what? Almost as much chutzpah as that of Hunter Biden, which is the second big news of the story of this week, because we will have more on the breaking story of the Trump arrest Friday night if it happens on the U.S. report. But in the meantime, Hunter Biden here, that Hunter Biden, he is now going to go and sue the man who had the laptop repair company in Delaware for mishandling his personal property, which he abandoned. Now, of course, this laptop detailed all sorts of family secrets, business dealings, and evidence of corruption. My, oh, my. Now, of course, this goes against everything we were told about the laptop being fake, a smear, and just a big Trump plot. Let me play a clip from just before the 2020 election to give this some context.
So what about the Americans who really today only want me to ask you about Hunter Biden's laptop? How are you going to get them to see that you are fighting for them when they're so dead set against you?
There's nothing to any of that. Nothing to any of that. It's all a smear. Every major outfit, every serious investigator has pointed out that this is a smear. This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden, there's a laptop. And you may recall, there's also talk about 4 months before, there was a similar thing that somebody had, allegedly. There's overwhelming evidence that from the intelligence community that the Russians are engaged.
The Russians!
Yes, Joe Biden said that the laptop story was a smear. Though you will note cannily that he did not say that it was a fake. The job of claiming that it was fake was left to former intelligence agents who, presumably looking to bolster their resumes for lucrative swamp gigs and MSNBC appearances, said it looked like, Russian disinformation to them. And, of course, it couldn't be true, Biden said, because Trump was involved. Well, talk about chutzpah. This is, of course, nothing more than a distraction, I think, a Hail Mary play for a Biden family that may soon be running out of options and could be looking at some criminal issues of its own. Because guess what? According to this report, shortly after Joe Biden left office as Barack Obama's vice president on March 1, 2017, a Chinese Communist Party-linked entity called HK Energy wired $3 million to Biden family associate Rob Walker. And at least $1 million of that, Walker then divvied up between at least four members of the Biden family, including Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's brother James, Haley Biden, who was Beau Biden's widow, who later became Hunter's ex-girlfriend.
What?
Well, yeah, I know. And
oh, God.
Another as yet unnamed Biden.
There's more of them?
Could that be Joe? Well, who knows? Maybe he's the big guy in all of this. But as far as the Democrats are concerned, of course, this sort of thing is no big deal. Just standard operating procedure, and nothing as massive as the scandal of alleged hush money to Stormy Daniels.
There's a fixation on the Biden family by many Republican leaders, and I think there are other issues that are more relevant and important in the lives of ordinary Americans.
Fixations? What about the fixation on Donald Trump by the Democrats? Of course, old Joe himself is standing his ground.
$1 million to 3 of your family members. Any reaction to that report?
Not true.
Well, you heard it from him there. But what we do know is true, of course, is that Joe Biden has always wanted to be Kennedy rich and Kennedy powerful and use his office to achieve generational wealth, something that Miranda Devine spelled out brilliantly in her book Laptop from Hell. Here's what James Comer had to say.
So now we have in hand documents that show just exactly how the Biden family was getting money from the Chinese Communist Party. And I will tell you, it's as bad as we thought. We have a lot stronger case in court for why we need these documents that the Biden family is withholding and that the government's withholding. So they have unintentionally helped our case in our quest to get these documents to where we can give the American people the truth and the transparency that they deserve out of their leadership in Washington.
In other words, the Bidens had a lot of chutzpah, almost as much as that Manhattan DA. Or to use another great Yiddish phrase, mazel tov, fellas.